USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole has died at the age of 98, according to his family. Dole ran for president three times, including against incumbent Bill Clinton in 1996.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for president of the United States.
The senator announcing earlier this year he was being treated for advanced lung cancer. Cases of the new coronavirus variant confirmed now in nearly a third of the United States. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky tells ABC's This Week the number is expected to grow.
We know it's in, as of last night, about 15 states. We know we have, several dozen cases, and we're following them closely, and we are every day hearing about more and more probable cases.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Not guilty.
James and Jennifer Crumbly appearing for arraignment on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. The parents of the Michigan student accused of killing four classmates and wounding seven others. They were apprehended this weekend by police in Detroit. COVID-19 cases spreading among migrants at the southern border, and Dr. Anthony Fauci taking some heat for the matter.
Fauci admitted during an interview with Fox News' Neil Cavuto that he has no clue what to do about the thousands of migrants who have entered the U.S. with COVID-19. 18% of the migrant families coming in are testing positive for the virus.
I don't have an easy answer for that. I mean, obviously, Title 42 is still operable at the border, trying to keep people who should not come in into the country. There is testing that is done.
Fauci went on to claim that Omicron is going to spread no matter what measures are taken. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With the focus on a new variant of the coronavirus now in nearly one-third of U.S. states, health officials saying it is the Delta variant that remains the majority of cases nationwide. Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on CNN's State of the Union.
Thus far, though it's too early to really make any definitive statements about it, thus far it does not look like there's a great degree of severity to it, but we really got to be careful before we make any determinations that it is less severe or it really doesn't cause any severe illness comparable to Delta. But thus far, the signals are a bit encouraging regarding the severity. But again, you got to hold judgment until we get more experience.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on ABC's This Week talking about a vaccine for this variant.
They're already in conversations about streamlining the authorization of this, of an Omicron-specific vaccine, partially because much of the vaccine is actually exactly the same, and really it would just be that mRNA code that would have to change. So those conversations are ongoing. And certainly FDA will move swiftly and CDC will move swiftly right thereafter.
Gas prices at their lowest level in 14 weeks, an average of $3.46 per gallon. Drivers in the San Francisco Bay Area paying the most. Those in the Houston area paying the least. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.